Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Harmonize with me and hold me tight all through the night. You're shining bright. I'm your oyster, baby. You're my pearl.
Hey, Billy.
Hiya, Dom.
We're back.
It's like Christmas.
I was going to say, it's just like Christmas. Not only are we back, but we are surrounded by incredible things that have been sent to us, because today is the fantastic bonanza that we promised. It's the Fanart Show.
It's the Fanart Show. Welcome to the Fanart Show. This is where we open our gifts. Ah!
Hey, we got a massive one here, but I don't think I can do that without your help. So I'm going to start with a smaller one. But why
I bet that one's
a
TV.
I bet it's a plasma screen. But why don't we open Fanart whilst also trying to answer as many questions as possible as we've got this week?
All right, what's the fastest the bird?
Peregrine falcon.
Well done.
Yeah, was that a question from you?
No, it was just from me, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Open something.
Hey, this came from Caitlin Byrne in Spring Hills, Florida. So we'll open that. But maybe, is there a question on our little...
All right, you ready, Tom?
Yeah, let's find out.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
David Dafsian.
Hiya, David.
Says, Dom, I couldn't help but notice you had an Arcane hoodie on. I assume you liked the show. Has Billy also watched it? I'd like to hear your thoughts and analysis.
Ah, yes. Loved Arcane when it came out. Binged my way through it. Had a great time. Told Billy all about it. And I think Billy watched an episode or two. But, I mean, I was so delighted that it was nominated for an Emmy. Not that it was just one of my favourite animated shows of the year, but it was one of my favourite shows of the year and features one of your most charismatic characters, the lovely Heimerdinger.
I love Heimerdinger. I've actually, I just started watching it, Dom, and I got to the part with Heimerdinger and it's brilliant. Yeah, it looks beautiful, doesn't it?
It's a great show.
It does look amazing, and it's so weird to see characters like Heimerdinger in a drama.
Isn't it? Hey, so I've opened my gift, or our gift from Caitlin. She said, Billy and Dom, thank you so much for being such a bright spot in not the brightest of times. Please enjoy these coasters. Much love from Caitlin. And she gave us some wonderful coasters. Oh, look, it's Perry and Mippin.
Oh, I actually need some coasters.
Well, you can have two of those. How about that?
How many is there?
Four.
Right, I thought there'd be five.
No, I wouldn't do that to you.
Dom, I've just opened one here. I'll tell you who from.
Yeah. Now,
we're seeing this as Fanart.
Fanart!
But because we're looking for people to do art, but also, I suppose people are, this is all within all our mail, so there'll be other things here.
Well, that's true.
So Catherine Bolin, she's from Newport.
Hiya, Catherine.
That's in R.I. What's R.I.?
R.I.
Richmond, that's not a state.
Yeah.
All right. What's our eye, John?
Janet, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, of course. What it is here is it's frozen lemonade beverage mix.
Oh, lovely.
And I'll tell you who that's from, Dom. Mm. It's somebody from Rhode Island, and it's Catherine Boland.
Hiya, Catherine.
With the welcome for fans to send in local treats, I just had to send you this one from Rhode Island. Summer. Grab one of these at the beach. I'm not expecting it to be done on the show since you've already done a Rhode Island specific drink. Remember we did coffee milk?
Yeah, we didn't.
But this is a frozen lemonade beverage
drink
from Catherine Boland, and we might do that at some point, Tom. I will give that to John. He'll probably know how to make that.
Well, thanks, Catherine.
Hey, thanks very much.
Got a message here from Courtney.
Courtney!
So please enjoy this unique gum from my childhood in Ontario, Canada. This gum stands out in my childhood memory for two reasons. The beautiful colour, purple, and the unforgettable floral taste. Hope you enjoy the experience. While you're chewing on the gum, try and figure out this riddle.
Ooh. Oh, a riddle. Ooh. Oh, God.
I have cities, but no houses. I have mountains, but no trees. I have water, but no fish. What am I? Thank you for sharing your friendship with us every week. You two make me laugh. When you're in Toronto, be sure to try a beaver tail or two. And the gum is called Thrills. If you can see that, I'll hold it up to my camera there.
Thrills gum. What's Thrills gum look like, Dom?
It looks like a Parma violet. Here you go, there's one for you.
Right, can I try one while
we're
waiting?
Thanks so much for the gifts. We were hoping that you guys were going to send us stuff to put up on the wall, but instead you're sending us yummy food, and that's fun too.
Guess what Thrills, the selling point, what it says on the packet, Dom, it still tastes like soap.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Interesting.
Right, let me just taste this and see.
I'll tell you the answer. Do you know, want to know the answer to this? I have cities, but no houses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's brilliant.
Is it good?
Parma violets.
Oh, I said Parma violet. I said that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Enjoy it. I have cities, but no houses.
Right, cities, no houses.
I have mountains, but no trees.
Okay.
I have water, but no fish. What am I? I'll give you 10 seconds.
Cities with no houses. What was the same one? Mountains and no trees.
I have water, but no fish.
Cities. How can you have a city without a house? Well, you can't, Dom.
Well, you can in this riddle.
I don't know. Give me a clue. Clue me.
It's a tool, something that you use.
A city, a mountain,
a city with no and houses. Water. Mountain with no trees. Water with no fish.
A tool. A hammer.
Matt.
A map.
Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Billy and Dom, I hid an onion in Wanderers in honour of the friendship onion without which this drawing would not have happened. I never thought a podcast would come to mean so much to me. Thank you for everything and enjoy the prints from the lovely Steph, who does a drawing for us every week. And this is a print or two of that fantastic Wanderers thing that she did. So thank you, Steph.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you, Steph.
Share it out with the boys.
I've got one here from Cassandra Verga, and she's from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you guys mention opening fan art or fan art, I have never been so excited to sprint to my yarn and make these for you. My husband and I are both huge Lord of the Rings fans. I have been crocheting. Is that how you say that? Crocheting?
Crocheting.
Crocheting. Crocheting since I was a child. I get into the art form of amigurumi. Anything to say about that?
No, something about stitching.
During the not-so-lovely year of 2020, oh yes, I've been obsessed ever since. It only made sense to send you Merry and Pippin. I hope you love them. I'm a big fan of your podcast. You make my day every time I watch or listen to you. I hope to meet you one day. Oh, Cassandra Verga, you want to have a look at this stuff?
Thanks, dump? Cassandra. Yeah, that's watch very this. Sweet. You unwrap that. Let's have a look. Oh, look at that. A little Pippin. Ah. Little Pippin stood on your testicles.
Do you want to have a look at Mary?
Yeah. Ah, oh, look at him.
Look at him. Go on.
Didn't mean that one. He just smashed his head against the wall.
I didn't mean that. Sorry, I accidentally hit one of the boxes.
Hey, we've got another letter
Pippin's
here.
Pippin's got a nice little scarf.
That's lovely, like. That. And that's here from Gianna Williams. Hopefully I'm saying your name right, Gianna. She said, "Hey, my name's Jan. I'm a huge fan of the podcast. It's something I look forward to every week. You guys make me laugh hysterically every episode. My favourite segment is Eat the World. I especially love the random goofy looks you give to the cameras. I thought it would be fun to do a highly accurate drawing of Billy showing off a jar of Momofuku chili crunch to the camera in an iconic Billy fashion. Keep up the great work with the French bunny and the hilarity that you both bring to it. Sincerely, Gianna Williams." Now, I do think this is a highly accurate picture of Billy. I'll show you in a second, Bills.
I love that Momofuku stuff.
There he is.
Absolutely delicious.
I'm sick of that.
That's absolutely perfect.
Perfect. She's captured your essence.
I'm going to get that frame for the house. That's not staying here.
Yeah, you look absolutely fantastic. There you go. She's got your teeth. Absolutely perfect. Thank you, Gianna.
That is brilliant.
I love it. Hey, this feels like something to hang on the wall. Hang on, this is. Oh. This is from Jen. Oh, Billy, you'll like this.
What is it? What's Jen giving us now, Dom?
Oh, you're going to love this, Bill.
Right, let's have
a look. Billy and Dom, I'm excited to hear your request for fan art on the podcast. I was a bit concerned about the tight deadline, but I poured my blood, sweat, and tears into it, and now I hope that it arrives in time. It has, Jen. As you can see, I was inspired by Billy's desire to be captain on the Starship Enterprise. As a huge fan of The Next Generation, it was an absolute delight to create this picture. I hope we'll prompt Dom to watch some Star Trek. I love Moonhaven. But the whole time I was thinking, the whole time I was watching it, I kept thinking, how does Dom not like Star Trek? It's not that I don't like Star Trek. I've just not really seen that much of it. You guys are amazing. Thanks for all the joy you spread. My daughter, Isabel and Lena, were so excited to meet you in Calgary at the Comic-Con, the Expo. I also want to thank you for being the catalyst that reunited me with my best friend from school. We hadn't seen each other in a decade, but we started listening to The French Bunny, and I sent her a text saying, "You have to listen to this. It was a massive part of our lives. We have so much fun reconnecting the last few months. So thank you for all you do. Live long and prosper." Sonia Vogel from Calgary. Look at this.
Right. Oh, I absolutely love it.
That's for you, my friend. Look at that. I'll show everyone at home what's going on. A highly accurate drawing of Billy as the captain on the SS Enterprise. Probably saying to me, "You get down into the dirty engine room and do your job, you bastard."
Yeah, get some coal in that fire. That's what you have.
Thanks, Jen. What a lovely gift.
That's brilliant.
We'll put that up on the wall.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. Unfortunately, Dom, life doesn't come with a user manual. Mm. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel a bit stuck. Navigating any of life's challenges can make you feel unsure, whether it's a career change, a new relationship, or maybe even becoming a parent.
Oh, do you know something I don't? Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills, which makes therapy the closest thing to a guided tour of the complex engine called you. BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists. It's convenient and accessible anywhere. Plus, 100% online. Sometimes you just need to talk to the professionals. You and I have a great support system. We help each other out. But maybe sometimes when you've got a friend that's so close, you might need an outsider to give more of an unbiased point of view.
Sometimes you don't want to burden your friends and you just want to speak to a professional. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist, and if things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler.
No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/onion. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/onion.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Tom, while we're doing it, I've got a question for you. This is from Naomi. She's from Texas, of all places, Tom.
Hi, Naomi.
Naomi says, hey, my question would be, if you could create your own restaurant, what kind of food would you sell and what would the aesthetic be?
Actually, I have an idea for a restaurant, but I don't know if I want to give it away on here because
in case someone does
it. Yeah.
What
I could think of another one.
Yeah, but and then will you tell me the other one at some point?
I'll tell you.
Are you scared that I would steal it?
No, not you, because you're a very honest man.
Do you want to hear my restaurant?
Yeah, go on.
I would do a Scottish restaurant.
Oh, right.
Because I like, you know, just some simple Scottish things. You know, I love to make potato scones.
Oh, you love a potato scone, yeah.
So wait, hear this, Dom.
Yeah.
I'd call it the second breakfast, right?
Oh, lovely.
And then, because that's a callback to Lord of the Rings, you see.
Uh-huh.
And then you got all sorts of breakfasts in there, but mainly...
Second
breakfast. Yeah. But potato scones, which as you know, is mashed potatoes and flour cooked in butter.
But you do them wonderfully. Oh, there's something about that.
They are they're triangles, you see.
Mm.
And it doesn't matter what kind of triangle it can be.
Isosceles,
it could be equilateral.
Yeah.
I mean, there doesn't have to be a hypotenuse.
Could you do a pentahedron?
No.
Okay.
It has to be a triangle.
Okay.
And I would serve that with eggs.
Oh, I like an egg.
Beans.
Mm, are they baked?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Fried potatoes.
Oh, now you're talking.
Now, if you want a sausage with that.
Yeah.
I have turkey, I've got pork, or I have a veggie.
Oh, I'd have a veggie sausage, mate.
I'm sorry, we're sold out this morning.
Okay, all right, well, can I have the turkey?
Well, we're sold out of that as well,
no, cancel the sausage, I'm fine.
You're fine without the sausage?
You know what, you've ruined it, I'm going next door.
You can go next door. That's a shop that frames, it's a framing shop.
Yeah, all right, in that case, I'll just have a slice of toast.
We're all out of bread.
Oh, God, just a cup of coffee. God, this place is a nightmare. What's this place called? Second breakfast. I'm going to make a complaint. Let me speak to the manager.
I am the manager.
Get out.
Okay, I will. See, I've got a picture to frame anyway.
It's a terrible restaurant.
I'll see you next door.
All right.
I've got a picture of me as a starship captain. Get that framed.
Well, what a brilliant idea for a restaurant. Hey, I've got one here from Dr. Steve Edelson and his lovely daughter, Lillian Edelson. I hope I'm saying you guys' name right. Said, hi, Bill and Dom. This was created by my daughter, Lillian, via her dad, Dr. Steve. We watched Lord of the Rings since she was born. It's a fantastic picture of lovely Gandalf.
Let me see.
Goosey.
Oh, beautiful.
Lovely depiction of Gandalf the Grey. And a Bilbo Baggins, probably from the kind of Bakshi animated.
Oh, yeah. Show. That's brilliant.
We'll put that up on the wall as well. Thanks, Lillian. What a lovely treat.
Tom, I've got one here.
Yeah,
it doesn't say who it's from, to be honest.
Okay.
But I'm sure this isn't really for us. It's for you.
Good.
Because it's Magic the Gathering cards.
Hey!
It's legendary. Two foils. Commander.
To me.
Quantum Quandrix.
To me.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means, actually.
You ready?
I don't really understand the game.
It's went in the bin.
Thank you. Who sent that? Come on, let's say nice
it
things.
It doesn't say.
Oh, really?
And there isn't even a note in it.
Oh, well, whoever sent that, thank you so much.
All I can tell you is it's £0.8.
Well, I'm really trying to get Billy to play Magic the Gathering, but he seems to be resistant. But he was resistant of playing League of Legends, and then it's turned into, I think, probably your third favourite thing to do in your entire life.
Maybe. Mm. We had a good game today, didn't we?
We had a great game today, yeah.
I was supporting you as Nami. I kept throwing myself in front of you just to make sure that you didn't get shot by any magic.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Very selfless play, if you don't mind me saying.
I don't mind.
We've got a package here from the wonderful Danielle Driscoll in Lincoln in New England. And she sent for you and I.
Yep.
Something.
Tell me, Dom.
Well, I don't know at this point. Hang on. It's coming apart in my hands, he screamed. Ah! Pineapple peach. and pineapple jam. Homemade, it looks like.
Oh, I do enjoy a jam.
I'm going to have to pour a bit of that into your pockets because we can't share the thing. Oh, there's a long letter here from lovely Danielle. But I'll just sum it up, John. Well, she said, I discovered your podcast last year and it felt like I was meeting the companions of my childhood again after a long absence. I'm finally caught up with all episodes and I'm surprised that you've not done scones yet for the Eat the World segment. Growing up, my own experience with scones were terribly dense, dry and stale kind of things that you would find in coffee chains. I finally thought to look up the authentic recipe and now my family never wants anything other than these fabulous, fluffy, pillowy, soft, buttery clouds. Our favourite way to eat them is with this peach pineapple jam and clotted cream. I hope you enjoy it. All the best to you in your future endeavours and many heartfelt thanks for the work that you do. Well, Danielle, thanks for the jam and thanks for the letter. I'll give you half of that, I absolutely promise.
That's lovely. I can maybe put it into a little bag or something.
Put it in your pocket or something.
Hey, Madeline Leon
Hamdrangan.
Leon Handit. I never know how to say a name if it's got a D and a T. Should I just ignore the D?
Maybe, possibly, yeah.
Leon Hand.
Oh, and yeah. Anyway, that lovely person.
She's from La Porte in IN, Indiana.
Sounds like it to me.
Well, Dom, wait till you see this because she's done a cross stitch and she wanted to send it to us so you don't lose your place when you're eating because it's got all the Hobbit meals on there in different colours. It's got breakfast, second breakfast, elevensies, luncheon, afternoon tea, dinner and supper. And it's a beautiful bit of cross-stitching.
Thank you.
And I think you guys know that me and Dom love a piece of cross-stitch.
We've
got a few here. And he said it'll also help Billy because we know that he's bulking just now.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely true, John.
Yeah, you are. You're bulking, aren't you? Well, that's lovely. We'll try and get all these things hung up by the next episode.
Yeah.
All the things that you've sent for us to hang in the studio. Some of these things are just very generous gifts that are not even to be hung in the studio. And thanks for those things.
They're lovely.
That's very sweet. We've got a package here that I'm almost able to get into from somewhere in Europe. Oh, Billy, there's a lot going on here. Hang on. My God, there's a heck of a lot here. Let's see where this is from. They've sent us a dream cake. They've sent us some licorice. They've sent us some apple marmalade. It's from, I'm going to get this name wrong. It's from Signe Erdskilden.
Very good, Dom.
I'm trying. They don't say where they're from. I'm going to guess somewhere in Scandinavia. Or maybe Denmark. Maybe Denmark.
I love Denmark, Dom. Wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen.
They've sent us licorice. They've sent us apple marmalade, English breakfast tea. Oh, thanks, you guys. That's very, very sweet of you.
Wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen, beautiful girl of the sea. Once I sailed away, but I'm here to stay in my wonderful, 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 wonderful Copenhagen for me.
Lovely that.
So Jessica Sanchez from El Paso, Texas, saying, is this Dom?
What?
I don't know if it's a picture or a painting or what it is, but it's amazing. If it's a painting, it's something. Look at that, Tom. What do you think that is?
It looks like we're both receiving an enema.
Eh? Let me just have a look at this, Dom.
That's what it looks like to me.
I just got the prints today and they look very dark. I'll make up for it. I'll make another painting, another is that a painting?
Oh, it's lovely.
Hold on. My name's Jessica Sanchez.
Hiya, Jesso.
I'm a digital artist from El Paso, Texas.
Digis?
I mainly do realism portraits. No, you do realism. I thought it was a picture.
Realo.
I thought it was a picture. She saw the movies when she was 8 years old.
Haters.
Wow. And she wanted to do a little rendition of our two characters. That is brilliant.
That's fantastic.
That's amazing.
Hey, here's a bag of popcorn for you.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm bulking, as you know.
A bag of popcorn over here for me and a gift here. Oh, this has come all the way from the Netherlands, William.
What, wow. this popcorn?
Yeah, this popcorn, yeah.
It's toffee and cheddar corn from the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, from the Rocky Mountains, but this person seems to have come from the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, they've sent us... this is from Bonnie and Ned.
Bonnie and Ned.
Billy and Dom, no other podcast has stuck for me. I'm totally hooked on the friendship on you. It's playful, delightfully nerdy. I love it. I won tickets to Fan Expo through my local sci-fi bookshop. Fist bump to Billy for my Lord of the Rings trivia prize. Your live taping was next level fun. Please continue. I live at 8,300 feet in the kick-ass mountain town of Nederland. That's why I thought that's why I thought they were from the Netherlands. Yeah. In Colorado. Nederland is known for great skiing, hiking, and a quirky sense of humor. Frozen dead guys aside, I've included a local delicacy. It's Nederland cheddar popcorn with tungsten toffee. Thank you very much.
Lovely.
I think Nederland cheddar is even better than the real thing. The reason Billy and Dom works better in reverse is because of the Y ending in Billy leaves your mouth slightly open and ready for an end, whereas the M ending of Dom leaves your mouth shut, causing you to reopen it just for the end. That's my two cents, but perhaps you have a cunning linguist as a guest to get the official word in. Lots of love, Bonnie and Ned. Thanks, Bonnie and Ned.
See, I've always thought that. I think Billy and Dom sounds better, but Dom Monaghan and Billy Boyd sounds better.
Well, I'm not sure.
Well,
I'm not sure about anything, to be honest.
Well, let me ask you this, Dom, from Kyle Nuttall in Godrich, Ontario.
Hiya, Kyle.
Yeah, hiya, Kyle. If you had to choose one place to live and you could never leave, sort of like the Hotel California by the Eagles, where would that place be and why would you choose that place?
Do you know what? I wasn't listening.
Kyle Nuttall from Godrich, Ontario says, Dom, if you had to choose one place to live that you could never leave, kind of like the Hotel California by the Eagles, what is that place? Where is it? And why would you choose that place?
I would choose to live in the jungles of Peru. close-ish, but not that close, about 45 minutes away from a city called Iquitos, the very bosom of the Amazon jungle.
Oh, and why would that be, Dom?
It's just a very nurturing place. You're right in the heart of nature. So the noises at night are intoxicating. The people that hang out there are really beautiful, doing amazing work. Tons of meditation, great food, good weather. A few too many mosquitoes. Apart from that, no complaints.
Good.
Your phone doesn't work. So you're down there, your phone will not work. And you just get right back to how it should be, you know.
That's good, Dom.
What about you?
Well, if I took it from the first thing that came into my mind, because there's many places I'd like to be, you know, but the first place that came to my mind, which I wouldn't have thought it would have been, Tokyo.
Ooh.
Because...
You're big in Japan.
I like popping these things, but I think...
Take them home with you.
Japan, any time I've been there, I've found it really interesting. I've only been a couple of times, but you never get bored.
No, you can't.
In Tokyo. And also, I'd need to learn Japanese, so that would take me a while.
Yeah, it would.
So that would give me something to do. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's a really interesting sort of modern place to live.
My friend June speaks fluent Japanese, so if you want a kickstart, let me know. Hey, a question here that was sent in from Jordan in London, Ontario, Canada. My question is twofold, one for Dom and one for Billy. Dom, what got you into wildlife? Billy, what got you into astrophysics or quantum physics and what not? Have a think about that while you're opening a package, William.
I'm thinking.
What got you into quantum physics? Is it just the impossibleness of it all?
Yeah, I think, you know, I started thinking about, you know, the world and life and the universe and there's something that's quite cool about... human beings trying to work it out, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, science. And you think, well, are we getting close to working out what this is? I mean, because it seems that how we try and work it out is try and look at it smaller and smaller in the hope that if we get to the smallest thing, we might understand what everything's made of, you know? So we say it's atoms is a small... Protons are the smallest. No, and now it's, you know, quarks are the smallest. And, but are we just, you know, are we like goldfish looking at a car engine? Can we work it out, Dom?
I don't think we can.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what, I'll keep reading quantum books. I love it.
It's a noble thing to attempt to try and understand the universe, but I think just the sheer cosmicness, the size of that idea, I think is too big for human beings to really fully get their head around. But it is a noble feat to attempt.
And do you, there's times when I think, maybe we're totally wrong, you know? Like when we say, oh, the universe is this big, and maybe we're just wrong.
But you've also said to me several times, while I've been hanging out with you, that you think at some point in your lifetime you will figure it out.
I feel as though I'm going to figure out something.
Right.
And it'll be something quite big.
Yeah.
And if Tomorrow's World was still on TV, they'd have me on to talk about it.
They'd have you on as a guest for sure.
To talk about what I've just discovered. And I think I'll discover it in the bath as well.
Oh, yeah, it'll be in the bath. That's your happy place, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we've got a lovely mail here from Sophie Deer, who sent us hopefully something to hang up on our wall. Let's have a look. Oh, there's something that you got to hang up on your wall over there, Billy. That's lovely.
Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that lovely?
I'm just reading what it is. And it's actually, well, it's from Danny, a.k.a. Danshu Pichu, who's done this beautiful piece of art.
Beautiful!
But as well as, like, pictures of the hobbits on it, it has the score from Howard Shore, and she's combined
Shore
the two
score.
With the iconic Shire theme on top.
The Shire Shore should go.
The Shire theme on top and the Fellowship theme on the bottom, and each hobbit having their own motif. Look at that.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, that'll
it's
definitely
absolutely
get on,
beautiful. Look.
That's lovely.
The people who listen to this are quite talented,
yeah,
eh, Tom?
And hopefully you're watching it as well. There's a long letter here from lovely Sophie Deer and the family, who said, "Hey, Billy and Dom, my name's Sophie Deer. I live in North Carolina."
Oh, Carolina.
She loves Lord of the Rings. It's a big letter here. It's going to be difficult for me to get through all that.
Summarize it, Tom.
Well, she's sent us some gifts, you know.
Carry on, Tom.
Two pouches, which she made, and the gift inside, a picture that she drew of an onion, a lovely foresty background, some seashells from the seashore, yeah, from the Emerald Isle.
Anybody sell them?
I'm not sure. A bracelet. There she is. There's lovely Sophie with her wonderful dog, Kipper.
Kipper! Why Kipper?
Kipper's wearing a bow tie. Not sure. Well, he's fancy, that's why. And there's the beach where she got the seashells. Hey, Sophie, thanks.
Would you ever order kipper for your breakfast?
I've had a kipper. Is it a smoked
It's like
herring?
A smoked herring, isn't it? A smoked haddock or something.
I had a kipper when I was younger. I don't think I was over the moon about it. Is it? Am I right in thinking that it's often served in a warm bowl of milk?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, that's a different thing.
Is it?
But a kipper for your breakfast, it would just come and you might have a hard time with bones, you see.
Not for
and
me.
It might come with an egg.
No.
No?
Not for me.
Well, I'll be selling that at the second breakfast.
Oh, is that right? Two,
yeah.
Please.
I'm afraid we're out today.
Oh, well, just a cup of coffee then. I'm sick of this restaurant. What have you got over there?
Well, let's have a look, Tom. This is from Kim McCarthy, and she's from NM. New Mexico, I would guess that is.
I think that's a good shout.
And I'll tell you what Kim says before we even open it up. She wants to send these prints to share. I'm an architect, and on the side I draw characters, pop culture icons, as architectural stick figures.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, I draw them by hand, first person. Well, let's have a look at this, Tom.
Look at this lovely, lovely onion that we got from Sophie as well.
Oh,
that's
brilliant.
Nice. Now we'll put that up on the shelf right
What's
now.
What's that made from? How's that
it's
made?
It's like a clay type thing.
Oh, God. Look at that. Architectural.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's lovely. That we look like a couple of buttresses.
Yeah, we do look like buttresses.
Pippin says on this, what's that? Mary answers, this, my friend, is a pint. Oh, Pippin says, it comes in pints. I'm getting one.
Nice.
And I did, Dom. Well, thank you very much for that, Kim. That's absolutely beautiful. This is like thing. This is like when, you know, Christmas and you start thinking, maybe I need a cup of tea or something.
It's like Christmas morning, isn't it?
Hey, well, don't think for a second we're not doing Billy and Dom Eat the World just because we're doing this, Dom.
No, we definitely will. You've got two packages that are just to you. You're clearly the most popular one here. Oh, wait, I didn't answer my thing from Jordan. What got me into nature? What got me into wildlife?
Oh, that's right.
I think I've always been keen on surrounding myself with things that keep my mind active and busy. I don't necessarily get bored very easily because I'm always doing stuff, but I struggle if I'm not kind of stimulated. So,
woo-hoo.
I know, yeah. So if you have an interest in the natural world, it's always out there. You know, you can find animals, obviously, in your garden, but, you know, on your windowsill, in your bathroom, in your bed, all that kind of stuff, and everywhere in between. And I just always like learning and being entertained at the same time. And that's the great thing about the natural world is it's fun to learn about it. And also, there's some incredible animals out there that blow your mind, you know.
Well, let me tell you this, Tom.
Go on.
As you know, I have a dog, Bobby Johnston.
Bobbo!
He got up last night, 3:30 in the morning, for a shit. I thought, I was annoyed, Dom. You know, I just had my underwear on.
Oh,
and I took him out the back garden. Next thing he caught...
How do you know? Was he pouring at you, saying, I'm in trouble there?
He just walks to the door. And I can hear him for some reason. He always wakens me up.
And you don't just think, I'll leave him, he'll figure it out at 6 in the morning.
No, no, I couldn't. I mean, if you needed a poo at 3 in the morning, I wouldn't say you can't use that bathroom till 6.
Fair enough. Go on.
So I let him out and I went out with him and he caught a scent, Dom.
Oh, aye.
Next thing, he was darting around in the hedges, out the hedges, in the flowers, round the side of the house, back again.
Right. Were you going mental?
I was like, Bobby, come in here. Next thing, he darted round the back of the house. And he starts barking at 3 in the morning.
Ooh.
So I was thinking, the neighbours are going to hate me.
Yeah.
I was like, Bobby. And I went back there.
The little bastard.
And he's there, barking at the wall. And I kind of put the light on my phone. An opossum.
An opossum.
Bigger than Bobby. And an evil eyes it had, Dom.
Oh, they're wild.
White face. And eyes. And it was staring at me with its teeth.
Yeah.
Well, it was staring with its eyes, but its teeth were there.
Yeah, yeah. I know
and,
what you
mean. And I was like, Bobby. And it was me, the opossum, then Bobby.
Wow.
So I didn't want to walk past the opossum. It was quite a thin.
Hey, Mike, come at you.
I thought he might go at my legs. Yeah. I was only in my underwear.
Oh, yeah.
So I was shouting on Bobby. Bobby's getting more and more excited. He's hurrah, hurrah, and the opossum just says, next thing, Bobby just started taking a shit.
Oh,
in excited. Front of the opossum.
Very excited.
And the poo gets stuck to his bum.
Oh.
So then he started walking weird,
oh, okay.
Trying to flick the poo off his bum as he passed this opossum.
Yeah. And the opossum didn't go for him?
Didn't go for him. Thank the Lord.
I think in a fight, it probably would win, right?
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah, they're wild.
Bobby's wiry.
Yeah.
But there's not much to him.
Terriers are good fighters, but opossums are legitimately wild.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So we went back to our beds, and then...
Just the two of you.
And we just said, let's never talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Especially the poo hanging off my bum.
Now, when he got back in bed, did he still have shite?
Do you know what? I should have went and got a wet wipe, but I was tired, and I was also
falling asleep in bed with a dog with a shitty ass fan.
But it was dramatic, and I just had to bring my breathing back down.
Yeah, yeah. What an exciting story!
Thank you.
Well, I look forward to seeing Bob and having him tell me about that story the next time you invite me down to your house.
Oh, Dom!
Hey, what have you got?
Look at this beauty.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's wooden.
Is it?
And it's the map of Middle Earth.
Carry on.
But right in the middle of the map of Middle Earth, was the onion.
Ah, the famous onion.
The onion from The Friendship Onion, which is our podcast, Tom.
Has it been peeled?
Seth Cater says, hello, Billy and Tom. My name's Seth Cater. Fan since he was a young boy. He's now 29. He's been involved in wood burning now for about 7 years. I hope you enjoy this gift. Drawn out wood burned by hand, and he couldn't be happier than to share his passion of creation with both us fine chaps.
Ah, chaps.
And for people who are just listening, it's a circular piece of wood, yeah. Hand burned, the map of Middle-earth, with right in the centre the iconic onion from The Friendship Onion.
Hey, we've got a message here from Autumn Massey. Who said, did Billy Dom and Johnny Clues. I've been enjoying your podcast very much this year. I usually listen to it while I'm sanding my woodworking projects. Thus, I have made you pens in thanks for good times. She's made these pens via her woodworking skills. For everyone in particular, wait. This one's for Johnny Clues. Well, I guess you can pick. Billy, do you like the pale one or the dark one?
Dark.
Here you go. That's for you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And a pen
that.
For John. Lovely pen here, John. Look at that. She continues.
It works.
Yeah. Listening to the podcast brings up a lot of happy memories from my early 20s. I used to volunteer at the OneRing.net. And hearing your stories reminds us of the countless conventions and Bilbo birthday parties I attended back in the day. Since Dom is worried about his plants during the drought, I thought perhaps he might be interested in California native plants. They usually don't need any water once they're established, and they attract a lot of native insects. Thank you for that. Enclosed is a recipe for roasted taters that I got from Chelsea Munro Castle's book, The Shire Cookbook. Her speciality is finding and adapting historical-based recipes from fantasy worlds. She highly recommends using smoked salt to enhance the savory dishes, and I thought it would be good for a recipe for you guys to try at home. Included is a box of Maldon's smoked sea salt from England, so bonus
lovely
for the hominess. And here is a little recipe for roasted taters. And here is a wonderful box of wonderful salt. Billy, it's over to you.
Dominic, we've got a lovely one here from Julie Navikas.
Hiya, Julie.
From Bloomington Normal in Illinois. Illinois. Yeah. If it was on a map of Billy's hand, it's about 2 centimetres south of Chicago.
Lovely.
She says that one of the things she admires most in the podcast is your recurring message for people to pursue their passion. And when the pandemic first started, she picked up a new hobby of creative writing. What started off as a pandemic passion turned into a full-fledged lifelong dream. And enclosed, please find a copy of my debut contemporary novel, I Loved You Yesterday.
Oh.
And so there we have it. She's written a book, Dom.
Well, that looks quite
looks like there might
suggestive.
There might be a couple of
Mills and Boone.
I see. Wait a minute.
Oh, bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Page 145, Dom.
Is that good?
She snuggled into him, turning her body inward to rest the side of her head purposely on his chest. Her ear caught the rhythm of his steady heartbeat, his chest rising and falling with each breath, his fingers threading her hair, tugging a curl free from her ponytail.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for telling me the truth, he sighed. Oh, Dom, I don't know if we should go any further.
No, do not continue. That sounds absolutely filthy.
I'm going to read that.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, you can read it in the bath.
Thank you very much for that, Julie. That's brilliant. And well done, you. And she's put some other stuff in here, Dom. Don't worry about it. There's beer nuts. I love beer nuts.
Oh, I love beer nuts too. We'll share those out. Here's a lovely message. You guys, thank you so much for the gifts, but you're not sending as much fan art. It's more just fantastic gifts, which is very sweet, but, you know. Yeah, anyway. This is from Shauna Elzy in Texas. Said, Billy and Dom, pardon for the handwritten message, but I don't currently have a printer. That's totally fine. This is yerba mate. Oh, she sent us some traditional yerba mate, look.
Oh, lovely.
From South America.
Ooh.
One of Vigo's favourite things.
Yeah.
From Uruguay. Yerba mate is a traditional tea-like beverage shared throughout Argentina, Uruguay, and parts of Chile and Brazil.
Yeah.
When shared, people traditionally keep refilling hot water and passing it around. She was a Spanish major at university, and her teacher used to drink yerba mate. I'm slightly paraphrasing, Shauna, because we're trying to get through everyone as quickly as we can. I would love to show you all how to prepare the mate, but if that isn't possible, have Johnny email me and I'll send him the instructions. You know what, Shauna? I actually drink yerba mate at home, so I can tell Billy how to do it. But look, she included a little fake gourd and a little one of those straws. Remember Vigo used to drink this a little bit?
And Messi drinks it.
Messi drinks it, and Suarez and Neymar.
Oh,
hey, thanks, Shauna.
This one is from Illinois as well, Tom. Hold on. It's a box within a box. Carry on, Tom. It's a box within a box.
Well, let's see. Is there any more questions here?
Oh, God, Tom. It's got tons of stuff.
Has it? Tons of stuff, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
Hey, Tom, there's Jardinera in there.
Oh, Jardinera. We'll have to see who walks home with that, because we're both big fans.
I tell you what. I'll tell you who it's from, Tom.
Tell us.
It's from Nicole Peets, and she's from Illinois, LaGrange, in Illinois. I'm trying to find a letter to explain what she sent us, but I can't find one. But there is... There's books Firefly.
Oh, lovely. Great show. Did you watch? You must have watched that.
Oh, right? Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, there's the graphic novels for that.
Oh, totally random. Why Nobody Understands Quantum Mechanics.
Oh, that must
by
be for you.
Tanya Boob and Jeffrey Boob. That's brilliant.
Oh, lovely. What a thoughtful gift.
Oh, Tom, there's two Jardineras.
Oh, there's two, so we won't have to fight.
I found a letter, Tom.
Hold on. Get into that letter. Go on.
Oh, right, Tom. It's quite a long one, so we won't do too much. But Nicole, it's a birthday for me.
Oh, happy birthday, William.
She said she was at the Globe Theatre in London, saw the Scottish play. She was doing a summer semester to finish up grad school, and they came along to see the Scottish play. She says it was so worth it. Oh, that's cool.
That's lovely.
Well, thank you very much for those gifts. Fantastic. I look forward to reading all of that and eating the Jardinera. But mostly, I'm going to have a look at Totally Random, Why Nobody Understands Quantum Mechanics. But one day I will, Dom.
Oh, you will. You'll solve the mysteries of the universe, William.
Oh, you'll love this, Dom. Look.
Oh, what is it?
It's Choose like a graphic invention. Novel.
Oh, brilliant.
It's done like a graphic novel.
Oh, I love it.
I'll give you that after I've read it.
I'll read that after you.
Yeah.
We've got a poster, but there's no information. It might have come from Shutterfly themselves. But this is a... Look, it's a housekeeping poster.
Housekeeping! Much fun of you to keep a house on track.
We'll put that up on the wall. There's no letter. There's no information where it came from, but there is some information about Shutterfly. So maybe it came from Shutterfly. And if so, thanks, Shutterfly. Hey, we're almost at the end, Bills.
Hey, Tom, I've made an awful mess. What's in that big one now?
I don't know. We're going to have to stand up.
Oh, God. Well, if we both stand up, then nobody will be talking, so I'll keep talking and telling you how it's going. Tom is now going into a box, which I can only guess is 3 feet long, 2 feet wide. He's opened it up. He's grimacing. It's not heavy, I don't think, but it's awkward. It's awkward. Now, he's turned it upside down and he's shaking it. It's not coming out. It's coming out. He's shaking it. Shake it, Tom. Shake it. No, you're doing well, Tom. Wow, this is something else, this thing. Do you want to give us it over this way? I'll pull it as you pull it. Ready?
Pull it, right. I think it's upside down, Tom.
There we go. Now you pull it out there.
Okay, hang on.
Oh, it's a big one.
It's
this one,
it's a whopper. Hey, you try and unwrap some of that.
All right.
No, you don't have to unwrap all of it. We can wrap it later. But it's the scene where Frodo wakes up and he thinks, what's going on here? And then suddenly Merry and Pippin come around the corner. He says, oh, you guys, what's going on? This is from Sarah Keesling, who said, $2 million, this oil pastel piece is a labour of love from me to you. Thank you for bringing me 21 years of joy through your wonderful portrayal of Merry and Pippin. I wanted to send you both pages and pages explaining the impact of these characters had on my life and the comfort they bring me, but I'll keep it simple. In this little Hobbit card I made, I know it isn't autumn yet, but it's right around the corner and it seemed appropriate for the occasion. Thank you for picking my comment. At some point we must have done that. And she sent a wonderful,
a wonderful
pastel piece of Perry and Mippin seeing Frodo after he's had that lovely long kip.
Yeah, he wasn't well before that.
No.
He's feeling much better once he saw his friends.
Dad, wasn't he? Hey, are we going to eat the world? What are we eating on the world today?
Billy and Dom eat the world.
Hey, Dom, this is going to be a great one because do you remember a little while ago there, a lovely gentleman came on with the Carolina Reaper.
Oh, yeah.
The hottest pepper ever made by human hand. And Johnny Clues, the wonderful Johnny Clues, disappeared with some of them.
Yeah, he nicked off.
He's created a hot sauce.
Is that right?
He's invented it. And I don't know what he calls it. I think he calls it Johnny's Hot Sauce.
Well, that's a good one. Or maybe you and I can think about a new name for it after we've tried it.
All right. And so if Johnny would bring that in for us, we'd love to taste Johnny's sauce.
Yeah, because we've almost run out of things here. Hey, this is a gift from Everything in Baltimore. Someone sent us some popcorn. They've sent us some crab crisps and some Old Bay seasoning. Thanks, guys, whoever this is. Greetings from Baltimore.
Baltimore?
This is from Adeline, or Addie Wiley. She said, hi, Billy and Dom. I hope you end up liking Baltimore in a box with all of the Old Boy flavours. I added in an Old Boy to go with it, so you can put that in whenever you want. I love to eat Old Boy with my blue crab, steamed shrimp, French fries. Hope you enjoy the multitude of Baltimore delicacies as much as I enjoy your podcast, which is a lot. I also added a picture for each of you in the box. Lots of love, Adeline. Thanks, Adeline. Crab flavored crisps.
Here
and here comes Johnny Clues.
Oh, remember you made a mango thing before?
Mango?
Oh, lovely. So John has just brought us in hot sauces.
And a veggie taco.
And there's veggie tacos.
I know there's a lot.
Oh, not for me, no.
Dom, just before we eat this, I think I just got a birthday gift as well.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Willie, happy birthday.
Steph sent me a lovely novel by Andy Weir.
Oh, yeah.
Hail Mary.
Oh, great.
You know, he wrote
The Martian,
didn't he?
And Artemis. Did you read Artemis?
No.
Fantastic.
I've met Andy Weir, actually.
Oh, have you?
I was at this sort of convention thing up in San Francisco that what's his name who started Apple?
Steve Jobs.
No, the other one.
Steve Wozniak.
Wozniak. He did this thing and it was all mathematicians and quantum math and Andy Weir was there. And I had a fantastic night out with Andy Weir.
Yeah, because Andy Weir, before he became a successful novelist, was he involved in space in some way? Was he an astronaut? No.
No.
What was he? A mathematician?
He was, something like that.
Quantum.
And he just wrote it as like a diary.
Brilliant.
Online. But he's a great guy. And so I look forward to reading that. Thank you very much, Steph. And now we taste some hot sauce.
Maybe we can have him on the show as we're coming towards the dregs of the fantastic fan art that was sent to us.
Look at this.
Thank you to everyone. Is there a letter in here? There isn't a letter in here, but here's a wonderful picture of Mary and Pippin and some apples. Billy looks like a newborn baby.
Lovely.
There you go there, Bills. There you go.
Oh, look at us.
Isn't that lovely? And I think this must have come from lady down here. I'm just going to get to her stickers, but no letter. Is it Emmy artist? There's a lot of Emmy artist stuff.
Emmy artist.
Jessica Hooper. Thanks, Jessica Hooper. There's a sticker of a tarantula there. I'm going to take that if that's all right, Billy. Would that be all right? I'll take that sticker of a tarantula.
Yeah, that's all right, Dom.
And you can have other stickers. Now, how's the hot sauce? Give us the 411.
Hold on. I'm going to try the veggie taco first itself without the hot sauce. I get a general idea of what the flavour is.
I hear you.
I'm just raw dogging the hot sauce. I'm going to just take a drink.
Well, that's quite nice actually without that.
It's hot.
Does it get a kick?
Oh yeah.
Right, hold on. I'll put some of that on now.
I feel it in and around my lips. Ooh, John, there's some garlic in there. That's fantastic. There's a very strong garlicky taste, which actually helps the heat.
Right.
Are you feeling the heat?
Oh, yeah.
Feel the heat. Where's that? What movie is that from?
The Martian.
Yeah, close. Boogie Nights. I watched Boogie Nights last night.
Did you?
Brilliant. Yeah, that's great. Good, that, John. Now, what I really like about that is it is spicy. There's no way that you could describe it as anything other than spicy. But because the garlic taste is so strong, it helps a little bit with how hot the heat is. Have you got, is this the same, John?
Or no, this one's got mango.
Yeah, the other one has mango in it.
You want to do a little switcheroo?
Yeah, that's hot. And I'm not getting much mango. I'm just basically getting paint.
Okay, let's
I added half a mango to that. And I was like, oh, this has to be too much. But I think those Carolina Reapers.
Is the mango one hotter, would you say?
No, I would say, I mean, it's cut with mango, so it shouldn't be as hot. But
let's have a little guzzle of this. Shaking guzzle. Fantastic hot sauces, I got to say.
I tell you what, John has done a lot of good things. He's done a lot of bad.
Oh, a lot of bad.
But he's done a lot of good things when it comes to food. And his hot sauces are maybe my favourite thing.
If you walked into a store and they had, you know, a little tiny run of those, 10 of those, locally made, you'd be like, well, absolutely, I'd pay $10 for that.
Sake.
What, is that too hot?
That's hot, that, Johnny!
And you two can fight over their gifts to you, so, you know, whoever wants one.
I like the hotter garlicky one. But they're both fantastic. They're great. John, I tell you what, if it all goes to shit and your reputation is dirt in this town, we will back you up and say, fine, he can't work anymore, but he does make fantastic hot sauces. Billy, you all right? You getting hot hiccups?
That's really hot. No, I can't do that, Dom.
I drank that.
Drink it again.
I'll do it.
Drink it. I'm going to put a mark, right? And another mark.
He's getting hot hiccups. Hang on. The hot hiccups are here.
That was a hot burp.
Oh, God.
Oh. Oh, there they are.
Yeah, give me that back.
That's too much, Johnny.
Clean your face.
Oh, God.
Clean your face as well.
He's giving me.
In fairness, I added habaneros. I didn't have enough Carolina Reapers. So tentatively titled the Friendly Caronero.
Oh, nice, Johnny.
The friendly what?
Caronero. Not only does he make good hot sauces, but he has good titles. And I think a huge thing about the hot sauce that you select is based around the title. You all right? You look like you're about to have is it called an episode?
I think I'd call that one the Flaming Arsehole. Take more.
I will not.
More!
I will not!
More, you shit!
It's good, that.
And remember, I took it down to the seeds.
I don't think you did eat the
seeds.
I did
take it down.
Now, this is a raging debate, but I think if you had have eaten the seeds, you would have very strongly said, look at that place there where I've clearly eaten a seed.
Well, I didn't think I needed because the seeds were missing.
But in that section where the seeds were missing, there was no evidence that seeds had been in some way messed about with. I looked like that particular seed section of the chili had been untarnished.
So what you're saying is that piece of the chili didn't grow seeds?
Yeah, I just don't think you did eat the seeds. It's a raging debate.
I'm going to try the mango again because I think I like that better. Hold on, John.
Very tasty.
Do you know what I think about John? I think he's a giver.
Oh, he's a giver, yeah.
He likes to make people happy. He likes to make things for people.
Of course he does.
Because he's never happier, I don't think, than when he gets something and he says, I'm going to cook that. I'm going to make that, he says.
It's hot.
He doesn't get that kind of passion about creating Lord of the Rings quizzes.
No.
But he cares nothing about that.
Hot sauce is your man. I've got a hot throat now.
Yeah. That's pretty good, John. The mango, for me, it's got a lot of heat in it, but it's bearable.
I wouldn't say too much heat.
That one over there.
That's fine.
That's got too much heat.
Fine for me, that. Just keep in mind that I drank both of them neat.
That's overpowering.
No, not for me.
I don't think you did drink it. I think you put your tongue on the end of it.
No, I drank it.
You put your tongue on the end of it and he lifted it up.
I would never do that. I'm an honest man.
I think you did that.
I don't think you did eat the seeds the other week either.
I did.
I think you did eat the seeds. Well, should we give it some scores? Are we scoring our favourite out of the two? Because my favourite's the hotter one, your favourite's the milder one. True to form. All right. Flavour and or taste for both of them. I'm going to give mine a solid 8.7.
For flavour?
Yeah, I loved it. The garlic. The overwhelming garlic taste. Yummy.
I really like the flavour of this mango one.
Keep in mind you did get hot hiccups.
That was from that one. For the mango one, because I like, as we know, I like a hot sauce to give you that heat, fun.
Oh, yeah.
But not overpower the food.
No, you want some flavour.
And it's got a flavour. Oh, it's got heat back in my soft palate.
Yeah.
It's very good, John. Very good. I'm going to give that a 9.2.
9.2, he's loved it. Aesthetics, it's in a lovely hot sauce bottle. I mean, it's the type of colour that you'd expect from a hot sauce. It's a kind of fiery orange to red, devilish. I'm giving it a 9. That's what I'm looking for in a colour of a hot sauce.
I think John could have, you know, in the time that he had, could easily have designed a little sticker for that.
Oh, like a little sticker, yeah.
Had it printed at the place next to the second breakfast cafe. Got that printed out. So I'm going to have to take a couple of points off of that dump.
Fair enough.
So I'll give that a 6.8.
Usefulness. Now, we've already gone over the usefulness of a hot sauce. Scrambled eggs, pasta on a pizza, in a sandwich. Dips. If you've got a dip and you're like, this hummus is okay, it needs something. A little bit of hot sauce. Stir it in. I think hot sauce is one of the more versatile things out there.
It's very useful then.
In fact, we heard from our fantastic hot sauce expert that hot sauce is the most popular condiment on the American tabletop.
Which is amazing.
More popular than ketchup.
More popular than A1 sauce.
Wow.
We're not allowed to say names, so.
Well, you just did.
Yeah.
So in terms of versatility, I mean, I can't think of any way that I would give it anything other than a 10 out of 10.
Oh, he's banged out another 10. I think that's 3 tens you've given over the years.
No, not tens across the board.
No.
No. That one just got a 10 in the final usefulness.
Nothing has ever got a 10 from me.
No, I know. Well, nothing is perfect for you, is it?
No. And I think that is very, very versatile. Kind of like John.
Yeah.
His hot sauce is like his nature. I got a bit stuck up there now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give that a 9.9.
Close to perfect, but nothing is perfect.
If you're in the house and you've made something, you thought, that needs a bit of heat, that. Just a shadow of a flavour of a mango. I know what I would turn.
Reach for the Johnny hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Well, that was great. So we've done Billion Dom Eat the World. I think we've opened about as much stuff. Have we got any stragglers?
No, I think that's... Well, what's that there?
No, we've opened that one.
What's that one that you've got your food on?
No, that's Baltimore.
Right. We're all right then.
Baltimore in a box. We've opened it. We've opened this one.
Thanks for sending everything, everyone.
Wait, I don't think we did this one.
What?
We got one more.
Come on, Dom.
Oh, my nose is running. So that's a sign of a good hot sauce. Your nose is running. Dear Mr. Boyd and Mr. Monahan, you can call us Dom and Billy. Thank you for letting us send you Fanart. Well, this has been an amazing Fanart episode. We look forward to another one. I've sent you original drawings and copies of the originals. I would appreciate if you would keep the copies, as for the copies, I would appreciate if you would autograph them and return them back to me. If you can't return the copies, then thanks anyway, and I hope you like the drawing. From Lady W? You tell me, Billy.
Lady W.
And there's a fantastic picture of Mary and a copy. And a fantastic picture of Billy, or Pippin, I should say, and a copy. You know what we'll do? We'll find out who you are and where you're from, and we'll send this back, and we'll put the copies, which is this one and this one, up on the magical shelf.
Thank you very much. Lady W.
It does say Lady W, right?
I think it does, yeah.
Hey, have we got time for a funky for you? Are we doing a funky for you, Johnny? He's not listening. Jono! Are we doing a funky for you?
Yeah, we got one, baby.
Should we end it with a funky for you?
Let's end this week's fan art with a funky for you from a listener. Have you still got your notes? I've lost my notes.
William,
fan art.
I do have the notes.
Could you
now
read this one out for us, please,
Dom? Let me take over. This came from the lovely Sean in Location Unknown, who said, I grew up watching things like Star Wars, Star Trek, and Battlestar Galactica, but, there's one show that I saw whilst at a friend's house that I didn't know existed, but it caught my attention immediately, and that show is Space 1999. Did you ever watch that?
Loved it, Dom.
Billy's a big sci-fi fan.
It was set on the moon, not unlike...
Moonhaven!
Fantastic show, which my friend Dominic Monaghan here stars in.
Hello, and you can watch on AMC Plus currently. The intro for season one of Moonhaven was so unlike anything that I've heard in this genre. I'm sure you've watched an episode or two, Billy. What a great mix of funkadelic and orchestra. And that guitar, that bass, there's nothing like it. Have a listen, says Sean. Johnny, it's over to you.
Stick the needle on the record.
This will be a blast from the past for you.
Ray, I'm ready. Ready? Wait till it kicks in, Dom. Ready?
Was this 1970s, yeah?
It must have been. Yeah, maybe. That's good, isn't it?
Well, I mean, there's no question that was funky. That's like the essence of funk.
And isn't it?
Funk in space. You must have been losing your marbles.
Dom, we were talking about Halloween earlier. Mm. I dressed up as somebody from Space 1999 once, and I remember my friend from downstairs, Kenny Miller, came up and we made the guns, the laser blasters
from Space
1999.
Brilliant. All right, well, let's give it some scores. The theme tune from Space 99 on a level of funk. Now, Billy, if you don't recall,
right,
we rate our funk scale based on no funk,
yeah,
Brahms, all the way up to fully funky, Prince at his most purple, and anything in between. So what do you think?
Even though this doesn't sound like it, it's just that guitar. I like it when the guitar stands out like that. This doesn't maybe make sense to you. Rage Against the Machine.
Rage Against the Machine level of
weird,
funk.
Weird, right?
Yeah, but they can be funky.
They can be funky, all right.
I love that. I'm going to say, just because it did slightly remind me of these guys, I'm going to say an Earth, Wind & Fire level of funk,
no,
which
that's
is a high
good,
level
yeah.
of funk.
No, that's good, actually. Yeah. I could watch Space 1999 right now.
Let's do it. Should we just drive back to your house? We'll open up a jar of Jardinera.
Get some popcorn.
I'll make you a lovely cup of tea if you don't mind.
Can't wait.
Put your dog on my lap so that he can tell me all about the opossum thing, and we'll crack into the first season of Space 1999. Love it. Hey, listen. Thank you so much for all of your amazing gifts, and we will endeavour to get as much of the fan art on the wall by next week so you can see it. But that's very kind and generous of everyone out there to be thinking of us, and the gifts are just so thoughtful, and for all your birthday gifts as well.
I know, and for all the time that goes in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if we missed anything, but we'll go through everything again and make sure that we've read all the letters and got all the art, and thank you very much. It really means a lot to us. Thank you.
Guys, if you want to get in touch with us, you can do that on our YouTube channel. That's The Friendship Onion. Not even thefriendshiponion.com, just The Friendship Onion on YouTube. And if you want to rate, review, and subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast, it really helps us. You can pick up some merch at thefriendshiponionpodcast.com. My favourites being the hoodies, of course, and William.
Lovely. And if you want to leave a voice message, we didn't do any this week. We'll do some next week. speakpipe.com/thefriendshiponion.
Hey, we've run out of time, but we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you very much, everyone, and bless you. See ya.
Toodles.
Harmonize with me and hold me tight all through the night. You're shining bright. I'm your oyster, baby. You're my pearl.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.